Salutations to Shiva, the Lord of Yoga. Breath is life. To breathe is to live. And without breath, there is no life. Hence, life is absolutely dependent upon the act of breathing. Not only human beings, but also the animals and the plants have to depend upon air for their existence. Pranayama is one of the most important practices in all forms of yoga. It is a process of calming down the mind, since breathing is the key element of relaxation, which controls the emotional stress and tension. Pranayama consists of modifications of breathing, which we bring about deliberately and consciously by inhaling and exhaling rapidly, taking shallow breaths and exhaling slowly, or by inhaling and exhaling slowly, taking long or short breaths, or by stopping the breath. Do not practice when you're ailing seriously. Do not suspend the breath beyond your capacity. And do not practice mechanically. Pranayama requires concentration. For a yoga student, a guru or a spiritual leader is necessary to initiate, to teach, and to monitor the lessons. However, in the absence of a guru, this cassette on pranayama will help you to learn and practice. All care has been taken to teach the aspirant to ensure that he makes no mistakes. Please run the tape as many times as possible to understand every lesson before you start. Blow your nose several times to ensure free flow of breath. Choose a place quiet, free from noise, well ventilated and airy. Sit in any comfortable posture, either on the ground or on a chair, with your spine erect. During my instructions, many times the word pause would be used. And whenever it is used, withdraw your mind from wherever you are and wait for the next instructions. Though I may instruct you to inhale and exhale to a certain count, you may do so, that is, inhale and exhale as much as you could without straining or struggling. Close your eyes and concentrate while doing pranayama. Pranayama starts. Concentrate your mind on breathing. That is, inhale slowly from navel to the throat and exhale from throat to the navel. Keep breathing as you listen to the cosmic sound Om. Oh. pause. The first pranayama is called the Nadi Shuddhi or Anuloma Viloma. Close the right nostril with your thumb and inhale slowly through your left nostril, counting six. With your index finger, close the left nostril, releasing your thumb, and slowly exhale through the right nostril, counting 12. Again inhale through the same right nostril in which you have just exhaled, counting 6. Close the right nostril with your thumb. Release the index finger and exhale through the left nostril, counting 12. This is one cycle. I repeat, close the right nostril with your thumb and inhale slowly through your left nostril, counting 6. With your index finger, close the left nostril, releasing your thumb, and slowly exhale through the right nostril, counting 12. Again inhale through the same right nostril in which you have just exhaled, counting 6. Close the right nostril with your thumb. Release the index finger and exhale through the left nostril, counting 12. You may do 10 cycles to start with, then gradually increase it to 15 and 20 cycles. Please remember that you inhale every time through the same nostril in which you have just exhaled. You shall gradually increase the counts from 6 and 12 to 8 and 16 and may further go up to 10 and 20. After the completion of this pranayama, inhale through both your nostrils and exhale through your mouth, puckering your lips like whistling. Do this 3 to 4 times. This pranayama purifies the blood, calms down your mind, and helps in overcoming sinus problems. Pause. The second pranayama is called the Kumbhaka pranayama or holding of the breath. It is very similar to that of the previous pranayama, Nadi Shuddhi, except that you hold your breath briefly between inhaling and exhaling. Continue to sit in the same posture with your spine erect. Close the right nostril with your right thumb and inhale slowly through your left nostril for 5 seconds. Close the left nostril with your index finger and hold your breath for 15 seconds. Release the right thumb from your right nostril and exhale for 10 seconds. Inhale again through the right nostril for 5 seconds. Close your right nostril with your thumb and hold your breath for 15 seconds. Release the index finger and exhale through your left nostril for 10 seconds. This is one cycle. I repeat, close the right nostril with your right thumb and inhale slowly through your left nostril for 5 seconds. Close the left nostril with your index finger and hold your breath for 15 seconds. Release the right thumb from your right nostril and exhale for 10 seconds. Inhale again through the right nostril for 5 seconds. Close your right nostril with your thumb and hold your breath for 15 seconds. Release the index finger and exhale through your left nostril for 10 seconds. The ratio of inhaling, holding and exhaling is 1:3:2. Repeat this 10 times. You may gradually increase it to 15 and finally 20 times. This Kumbhaka Pranayama increases longevity, retains youth and vigor, and also increases the lung power. The third pranayama is called the Bhastrika Pranayama. Continue to sit on the same posture with your spine erect. Inhale and exhale rapidly from the lungs. Bring the diaphragm and the entire respiratory muscles into quick action. Make a noise that can be felt in the throat and nostrils. Do this rapid expulsions 10 times. After the completion of the 10th expulsion, follow it by a deep inhalation and suspend the breath for 12 seconds, applying the chin lock with your neck bent towards the chest, called the Jalandhra Band. Raise the head, close the left nostril and exhale through your right nostril. This is one cycle. I repeat, inhale and exhale rapidly from the lungs. Bring the diaphragm and the entire respiratory muscles into quick action. Make a noise that can be felt in the throat and nostrils. Do this rapid expulsions 10 times. After the completion of the 10th expulsion, follow it by a deep inhalation and suspend the breath for 12 seconds, applying the chin lock with your neck bent towards the chest, called the Jalandhra Band. Raise the head, close the left nostril and exhale through your right nostril. To start with, do 10 cycles and gradually increase it to 30 cycles. After the completion of this pranayama, inhale through both your nostrils and exhale through your mouth, puckering your lips like whistling. And do this 3 times. Bhastrika Pranayama improves the tone of the blood, muscles, brain and the lung power. It is beneficial to asthma and other respiratory problems. Pause. The fourth pranayama is called Kapalapati or the abdominal bellows movement. In this pranayama, exhalation plays a very important role. Inhalation is mild, slow and automatic. Exhale quickly and forcibly by pushing the abdomen backwards as you breathe out in jerks, making a noise. This push and contraction of the abdominal muscles acts upon the lungs to expel the air. Continue the above process of contracting the abdomen by systematically pushing it backwards rapidly as you breathe out simultaneously. Do not bother about inhalation, since inhalation takes place automatically after every exhalation when the abdomen is pushed back. Practice this non-stop 25 times and increase it to 100 times. I repeat, exhale quickly and forcibly by pushing the abdomen backwards as you breathe out in jerks, making a noise. This push and contraction of the abdominal muscles acts upon the lungs to expel the air. Continue the above process of contracting the abdomen by systematically pushing it backwards rapidly as you breathe out simultaneously. Do not bother about inhalation, since inhalation takes place automatically after every exhalation when the abdomen is pushed back. Practice this non-stop 25 times and increase it to 100 times. After the completion of this pranayama, inhale through both your nostrils and exhale through your mouth, puckering your lips like whistling. And do this 3 times. Kapalapati cleans your nasal passage, strengthens your heart, lung muscles, and sends bouts of oxygen to the brain. Pause. The 5th pranayama is the Ujjayi pranayama. Continue to sit in the same posture with your spine erect. Inhale through both the nostrils for 4 counts into the stomach. Close both your nostrils with your right thumb and index finger. Bend the head down towards the chest, maintaining the chin lock called the Jalandhra Bandh, as you retain breath for 12 counts. Raise your head, release the index finger, and exhale slowly through your left nostril. This is one cycle. I repeat, inhale through both the nostrils for 4 counts into the stomach. Close both your nostrils with your right thumb and index finger. Bend the head down towards the chest, maintaining the chin lock called the Jalandhra Bandh, as you retain breath for 12 counts. Raise your head, release the index finger, and exhale slowly through your left nostril. Repeat this cycle for 10 times. After the completion of this pranayama, inhale through both your nostrils and exhale through your mouth, puckering your lips like whistling. Do this 3 times. The Ujjayi pranayama takes care of all the diseases originating from the stomach. It also increases the lung power. Pause. The last pranayama in this session is Shitali pranayama. Protrude the tongue a little away from the lips. Fold the tongue like a tube. See the picture at the rear cover. Draw the air through the mouth with a hissing sound. close the mouth, retain the air for 10 to 15 seconds, and exhale slowly through both your nostrils, contracting the throat. Practice this pranayama for 10 times. I repeat, protrude the tongue little away from the lips. Fold the tongue like a tube. See the picture at the rear cover. Draw the air through the mouth with a hissing sound. Close the mouth. Retain the air for 10 to 15 seconds and exhale slowly through both your nostrils, contracting the throat. Practice this pranayama 10 times. After completion of this pranayama, inhale through both your nostrils and exhale through your mouth, puckering your lips like whistling. Do this 3 times. This pranayama purifies the blood, helps quench thirst, cools your body, and improves your personality. Last but not the least, it helps to stop the craving for smoking. This concludes the session on pranayama.